Well, it's 9 o'clock. Call in order the budget workshop for the Board of Directors of Montgomery County Hospital District. And I guess we'll do roll call. Ms. Jackie Williams is here, Ms. Tanya Peacock, and myself. And so, okay, Mr. Allen? What page is radios on? Four?
Good morning. Justin let me know he'll be available by phone, so when I am so unclear that you need to hear from Justin, please let me know and we'll give him a call. So I'll start out with radio revenue. Are we there? Okay. There is a $157,000 decrease in the budget of revenue for FY26. This is related to the sale of assets. This year, we have a rebate system with our XL radios. Due to our RFP we went out to, it's how they reduce the cost. So if we trade in a radio, we get $2,500 back. Last year, we bought, or this budget year, we bought 65 radios. Next year, we're only scheduled to buy six. So that's the decrease you see there. Our radio and tower revenue comes from four main sources. The trade-in and tower revenue services provided by towers shared with Conroe. Our contracts with Conroe do a split, 51% for MCHD and 49% for Conroe. And the $300,000 you see is for the new VHF contract. So that's paid by the Fire Chiefs Association. For operating expenses, this is a problem because I don't have my glasses. Yes, I'm like, something's wrong, I can't see. This is it. Are you on operating, Shannon?
Mr. Bagley has joined the meeting at 9:02.
I'll wait for him to get seated. I know where I am. I don't see where I am there, but it's fine. Fine. Yeah. You ready, Mr. Bagley, or you want to get settled?
Go for it.
Oh, go for it. Okay. For radio, operating expenses are projected to increase $108,000 over last year's budget. These are primarily to the GL codes 53150 conferences. We're increasing those, and I will go back through line by line. I just want to give a summary of operating. Yes, sir.
Page four.
I got it. I know we got a brand new system.
Yes.
But it's really, it's like an echo or something when we're hearing it. I can see your lips going. I can hear sound, but I can't. And it's not just with you. It's, I had it yesterday too.
I didn't.
It probably needs to be balanced. The system probably needs to be balanced. They've got it where it sort of functions.
Better if I stand away from this?
No, I'm not sure. It just, most of the time it's really good when you're speaking. And Randy's always an issue. sorry, but because
you're an issue, Randy.
Because you talk.
That's what my grandmother said when I was 2 years old.
Sometimes when you're talking to me, I see your lips moving, yeah. But I'm not sure what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm not sure either. So
we're not picking on you. It's the sound system.
No, I'm just trying to describe it. So
yeah, I get in trouble for talking softly too sometimes. But
I will talk. No, I will talk. No, I will talk louder. Okay.
And it's just the system. I'm not sure what it is.
I thought it might have been the dual. I can probably see it better.
Okay.
No, it still does it there.
Okay. It sounds hollow, or I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
And what Shalane's saying is that you can hear it really well at the dais, but you can't hear very well here.
Out here, yeah.
Okay.
So we can all switch places.
Well, I'm really nervous, so maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, because it is.
Yeah.
That's worse.
Yeah, I don't think it was doing it yesterday. It was.
I was having a hard time. I could pick out a few words and make it off of the numbers, but I couldn't always understand it.
Okay.
We just need to keep going.
Okay.
It's just new, and I just...
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get used to it. If we have a question, we'll...
All right. Stay here by y'all so y'all can hear me for real like this. Back up there. Okay. I could have Jason come and do mine because he talks really loud.
Yeah, but you can't understand his. It sounds like he's growling.
It's not the ball stay away from. There is.
It's the echo.
The system is not balanced.
They're like delayed.
But you're in a well. Timmy's in a well.
Timmy fell in the well. Okay. So
sorry.
Operating expenses, the increase falls into three main categories. Conferences, we're increasing a person. We have two new staff members in that department. So we're, and I'll go through those line by line. I'm just giving a summary of where the difference is. So that's a $3,000 increase. Contractual obligations with the city of Conroe. The VHF share for $147,000, which is in 5330, was not shown in last year's budget because this is a new contract. But we're also reviewing the contract compared to the old contract, and we believe $147,000 is the most we will have to pay to them. Operating. Do you want me not to do the summary and just go section by section?
No, I'm trying to see the number where it's at.
5330.
I'm on the wrong.
$147,000.
Okay. I was on page 4.
Okay.
Sorry.
She wanted a summary, and then we'll go line by line, so I wasn't trying to get to those.
Yes, correct. Thank you, Shannon. So we'll talk about that when we get to that line item. I guess that would be better. And then, again, the portable radios, six replacements this year. Those were under capital last year, and they have switched into operating. So it's echoing. Is that better?
That's it.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. Thank you.
You're still on line out of 53000.
What'd you do?
Yes, I'm just going to start right there now. So computer maintenance, there is no increase in this line item. Whereas you see the differences from where we are now and where we were supposed to be from budget to here, Jackie, like you were looking at yesterday, we have $145,000 scheduled payments between July and September. So that's where that deficit is. Otherwise, that is exactly the same last year to this year. So do you want to go by each thing or no?
No.
Okay.
I think one year we did it where we just focused in on the largest items of change, and I think we'd be okay with that.
Okay.
And so the decreases you see year over year, every one of those in the radio budget were PO carryovers from the prior year that have been paid. So that's when you see the red brackets. Each one of those indicate that in this budget. Okay, conferences went up slightly due to adding an additional person. We got two new staff, and so we'll be sending them to training this year. So that's the increase in conferences. Contracted services will be exactly the same. All of them are actually the same. Contractual obligations, 5330.
This is something that
it's the same. The difference there is you see the $147,000 share that I talked about. So we share 49% to Conroe on revenue and cost. They pay us 51% back. So you see that up in the revenue as well as down below. With the new VHF contract, the way we're being paid by the Fire Chiefs Association is different than it was in the previous contract. Brett, myself, Shalene, and Justin have a meeting early next week to go over this. $147,000 to pay back to pay to Conroe as revenue, we don't believe is the correct number. That is 49% of the $300,000, but because of the way the new contract is, we don't believe that revenue is due to them, so it might be a much smaller amount.
Should be.
Should be.
Yes.
Dues and subscriptions are the same. Okay, let me see. Dues and subscriptions. I have 15 pages, so let me look to see where that note is. Yes, because that's not on mine.
Does that have to do with all the Knox boxes that we're putting in the ambulances? That Knox Connect cloud license?
Okay. There's the problem. That's not on my notes. Yes. So I have an old printout that I did all my work from, so I need to see the new printout. I'll look on the screen. Yes, it's the Knox boxes cloud licensing. So they're putting Knox boxes for electronic keys to get into neighborhoods and such into the ambulances, and it requires a subscription. So that's an additional thing we're doing this year.
That's a big deal. It'll help us a lot to get in.
Maintenance and equipment. There was a PO carryover. Did that change too? I am working on the prior version. Yeah, so that's the problem. I worked with him on Thursday on the prior version. So let me go line by line on here and see where that change is. Maintenance equipment. No, maintenance and equipment.
The date is only 14 out of that 48. Is there something we didn't do?
One second. I have too many notes.
That's just an on vacation.
It's the WebEx. The WebEx went up.
You know what? Too bad. There's...
$11,000
for what organization? Yes, because last year we budgeted.
It was budgeted $50,000 last year, and so that's the huge increase there. And the remainder of that, the difference between the 50 and the 74 was an open PO for $13,000 that carried over that creates that difference. Sorry, guys, I thought I was all prepared. I didn't know that the deck had changed. Yes. So WebEx last year was budgeted for $50,000. This year it's budgeted for $74,000, which creates part of that difference. The other part was $13,000 carryover, PO carryover. So that's why you're not seeing $24,000 increase. You're seeing $11,000 increase.
Yeah, I was disappointed yesterday because I spent a lot of time prepping my people. It's hard on her.
Who said that?
Give me just a second. Because I have that information as well, 55650. The maintenance with P25, yeah, the first one that's $196,000 not been paid yet. Then we also have scheduled payments of for July of $27,000 and $35,000 in September. Yes.
She wants the org chart, which I gave her one. Yep. I'm tweaking it, but I just printed out shift bid and just showed these where the people live. This is their chief.
Yeah, so you took it from the bottom up.
Yeah.
Radios, the change in that is last year the portable radio equipment without trade-in was found in capital and it's been moved to operating this year. So that's where that increase comes from. All the decreases are actually carried over POs. So that's it for the differences. And I'm sorry I failed to print out and look at the latest version before the meeting. And next will be Todd, who has got to do better than I did.
Actually, I'm sorry. I had one more question, if that's okay. I'm just trying to match expenses to revenue, and so for the very high frequency radios, I see where the City of Conroe is paying for the contractual obligations.
You know what I forgot to say? Sorry. And you probably can't even see it on yours, but everywhere there's a little bitty those are the X's, but there should be asterisks. Let me see. Mine's a little bit bigger.
So
anywhere you see an asterisk is where the split, those are the items that are shared. Lawn, all of those with the
double asterisk?
Yes.
Like telephone services.
Correct. All of those are the shared with Conroe, 51% for us, 49% for them. That's why you see lawn maintenance in this. Usually that would be under facilities, but because when we mow or weed eat the tower sites or take care of lawn or in pesticides there or anything, that's shared with Conroe, so that's why they're in the radio budget, not in facilities.
So you can't directly
because other people can do those things.
Look at your revenue and tie it to expenses. Easily. I guess I'm looking for this one specifically, the VHF project revenue. So that's with the Fire Chief Association, so I'm trying to find
that. So where you see this very high frequency tower contracted revenue, that's the 300 there.
You do become a CEO either now or later.
That's a separate line.
So that all goes up into that number. That's listed right here. I don't know why it's a separate line there. This was our old, Shalene, the $75,000 listed is from the old contract. We're on revenue.
41675.
Yes, so the old contract was split between four different GL codes. We had different components. So when they did the new VHF agreement, they consolidated those components, and so now we only put it into one GL account.
I'm in training.
So this contract ended last year. This budget year in November, we received our last payment in April from them. This contract is the new contract, and it's a lump sum.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
We should have called Justin.
Justin should.
All right, so.
Finished early.
Facilities and buildings?
Yeah, he hasn't been here in a while.
Page 25. Good morning.
I think on the facility side. Okay. On the facility side, I think on expenses, payroll expenses, it's a little different because we were understaffed for probably first 4 months. And you'll see a difference there. Capital lease and interest expense. This would be probably PO carryovers.
Station 16. Yes.
We're just going to hit the highlights of things that have increased.
So that's. Ours is pretty consistent.
So, if we look at 54725, what's the non-vehicle liquid propane? How did we reduce, maintenance and repair bills? We went down 56,000.
That's from open purchase orders. That was carryover from previous year.
Everything's the same.
Equipment. 55650. Same.
Yes.
Yep.
So 55600 and 55650 are both carryover.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you fix the station rent for station 13 since we're no longer paying rent?
Yes.
What was that?
Station 13, we're no longer paying rent. So until we the fire department moves out and we move in, we're no longer paying rent at that station, but it is budgeted.
All the rent and stuff like that, I don't see that. That does not change, I don't believe. It's all consistent.
It'll actually decrease 18,000 because of the 13 coming off.
How are we saving 16,000 on shop tools? Is that sustainable or something?
They're making their own.
That, again, that's an open PO.
Yes. Shop tools?
They're okay with shop tools.
Okay. Small equipment.
Yeah, it's increasing $43,000.
It's the generator batteries down the very last line item.
Yeah, that's we're having a change going into the.
Oh, this one here is.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
We had an issue with, it was a safety compliance issue with Cummins when they did their maintenance and PMs. And they asked us to change out the generator chargers so they'd be accessible to disconnect.
So currently they have to send out an additional person
Yeah.
With a full electric gear on and everything, where if we change that out, they won't have to do that any longer.
Their costs went up because they had to send out another safety individual.
I didn't understand any of that.
So when they come out and test our generators, Cummins comes out and does testing on our generators, and because of the way we have the batteries and things set up, they have to come out in full electrical gear, which causes an additional person to have to come out and be on our maintenance contract. So by installing these replacement battery chargers, it reduces the electrical load and risk to the person coming out and checking that equipment, and they'll no longer have to send them if we do this replacement.
And this was... And this...
If you look at the actual 52 and you double it, we're still not going to get to the 141, and yet we went up an additional 43,000.
Here, let me see.
Can someone address that?
Yep.
Budget 141, we're halfway through the year at 52.
This is 26.
So Todd,
yeah.
This year, the July budget showed...
So,
a fan activation relay box, and shut off for the stations. Has that been done yet?
No.
Okay. Do you expect to do that this year?
I would say we've got 2 months left. No.
So we have in the current budget $67,500 for this month, $8,000 for next month, and $2,500 for September. So those things have not been done yet. And most of the fan activation relay boxes and stove shutoffs will not be completed, which is the $65,000. Those are custom built.
Okay. And so do we have open POs on those, or do we need to rebudget those to complete the projects? We just need to know how to handle that.
We can look into that and let you know.
Okay. Perfect.
Shalene, you can speak.
We're also adding shorelines. This was originally in a capital item, but due to our policy changing, it has now become an operating expense, so that's $17,500 of it. The relay boxes, they are budgeted in 26, as Melissa said, not going to happen in 26, so that's why they're budgeted again in 27. So that's not going to be carried over from 26.
Okay. So it was a budgeted item we're not going to do.
Right.
Okay.
Tanya.
You're welcome.
So we ordered the boxes, correct? Those do have a PO on the boxes, but the install probably won't happen until 27.
Shalene.
Okay. So could y'all tell the difference in the sound between Shalene talking and people talking on the...
She's talking from the dais.
Yes, I think the difference is, I think when they set this system up, they balanced it so that everything went to and from the board members to the front of the room. And so when we're back here talking, the balance is off. So I think we need to bring the people who built the system back in and have them rebalance it so that it doesn't echo all over the room if you're out here in the work area.
Right, because that's what we hear up on the dais. Yep. Y'all can hear us much better.
Right.
Than what we can hear you, so maybe that was done on purpose.
We paid for 3 extra weeks of balancing to get that just right.
All right, we have any more questions, Jackie? Okay.
So who's going to talk about buildings?
Me.
Going to
buildings,
page 34. Page 34. Oh, you
got off easy. Yeah, because it's all capital. We already talked about it.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Right. All righty. So we're running a little ahead here.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And
department's willing to go, we can go ahead and do ours if you want.
That's fine.
So if y'all are okay, we'll do procurement page 39.
Page 39.
Okay.
Hold it up.
All right. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Oh, I can definitely see what y'all are talking about from the difference between there now. All right. Good morning. I'm Hetty Bonham. I'm the procurement manager. Let's start with our budget. We have a revenue that we have. I will tell you ahead of time, this fluctuates year to year due to the fact that we use co-op and GPO contracts. And we get rebates when we use buyboard and choice partners. However, some years we purchase more from one co-op, possibly from another. It just depends upon what we're buying. So this fluctuates. But we do keep records of all of it throughout the year. And that's the only revenue that we have in procurement. We'll move down. Advertising has went up this year. Last year, we included all of the departments into the procurement budget for advertising. This coming year, though, we see that there will probably be more things, RFPs, different projects that we will be bidding out, and you see the budget and procurement for all of that advertising. Okay. Conferences.
Only question real quick.
Yes, sir.
I know what an RFP is and an RFQ. What's an RFI? Okay.
Request for information. The RFQ also can be, it's request for qualifications or also a request for quote for informal. Our conferences have went up. For the actual, it's showing a lot less right now because I don't go until next month for our national conference that I attend, so that's why it's not showing. We've had an addition of a new employee this year, well, last year and this year, and we've added on for her to attend one of the conferences, the Texas Public Purchasing in the spring. I go in the November, and we'd like to see her have the ability to network and also see the trends that are going on throughout the state. And that's the variance in the conferences. Yeah, there's not much to my budget. Any questions?
Yes, I have one question. What? How many people are in procurement? Work in procurement.
It's me, the procurement manager, and then a procurement specialist.
So just two people.
It's just two. We are a new department. This was our first official year as a procurement department. Previously, we were under accounting, and we really didn't have a procurement department at all. Any other questions?
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Where are we heading next?
IT, page 21.
I did have a generic question.
Whoa.
Oh, there you go.
A colleague of mine.
Yes.
At morning workout, everything.
I believe Ms. Peacock has a question.
Okay, I can see it. That's all we need. We're back.
Yeah. They just earned a bunch of brownie points.
It will put you to sleep, too.
Ms. Peacock?
I'm sorry, I just had a quick question. So for the numbering system, as we're looking through these reports, is everything that starts with a 4 a previous?
4 is revenue, 5s are expense.
Okay, thank you.
I'm learning so much.
With our new system, we even alphabetized everything.
Okay. Now I gotta learn that.
Yeah,
that's awesome. You're able to do that.
So Calvin, you've probably got the easiest task because none of us understand what you're saying. We just always say okay. We need it. Just
I'll try to
dumb it down.
It's not working.
It's not working.
Yeah.
Okay, good morning. I wanted to present the IT budget, but I wanted to talk about some of the overall arching goals that the IT department does. Our focus is into cybersecurity for now, because we want to protect employee data, patient data. We don't want breaches in HIPAA and such. So we use our cyber security insurance to help us guide where the industry is going and providing security, such as multi-factor authentication into our websites and such. We also are very, very concerned about ransomware. Ransomware is something that politically in the industry is hitting healthcare industries. That's a heavy hit against healthcare industries now, because it's very easy for hospitals to pay because they don't want patients to die. Unfortunately, we have the word hospital in our name, so we become a target in just healthcare and as a government, as a public safety entity. We also are dedicated to keeping up our EMS operations and dispatch operations 24/7 for our CAD operations, which is computer-aided dispatch. That's dispatching the fire and ambulance units to the patients. We also have compliance. So compliance includes everything from HIPAA for patient protection, as well as open records requests. We have to archive governmental records and provide records for the public and attorneys and such. And we also have compliance for now ADA. We've seen for disabilities, we have to have compliancy for our websites to make sure they're, you know, they have the ability to read or enlarge text and such. Our second big focus is all the projects, mainly the technical projects where we work with radio facilities. You mentioned, Todd mentioned the generators. Cummings is changing out the system of how their generators are reporting back to the health of the system, back to us. We have the BAS, which is our building automation system, and a lot of other radio projects as well. And we have outsourced staff, IT source staff that help with those networking complexities, because we have to keep the radio system up, because when EMS medic calls, hits the button for help, we need to get them help. In this budget, it's not a standard budget that goes on year from year. We change projects every year. We don't have to replace the same network core switches every year. So you may see a lot of fluctuations. Our biggest project will be the core network switches I mentioned in the Capitol yesterday. We also have CAD workstations. That's about a 45K replacement. Those machines are dispatching again 24/7, and we need to replace them with our new CAD version that's coming out. But they've been running about 5 years, 5 or 6 years now. And we also are looking at changing our building Wi-Fi to a newer technology. We last changed our technology in roughly 2017. So some of the factors that are changing our budget is there's a thing called Ramageddon. So all the AI data centers are piling up all the chips for RAM, so it's increasing pricing from servers to even now your next iPhone. Pricing may go up because of the chip shortage. Also, the industry, as I spoke last year, they're moving to a subscription base for everything, like your Office 365 accounts that you may have personally, where there's this charge wanting to make more money instead of perpetual licenses that we could keep for 5-6 years. They're charging monthly or annually for subscriptions, so they're trying to get more, you know, more money. And the other big change is we have when we talked about personnel headcount yesterday, we are moving the Laserfish department, so 3 members of the Laserfish department, as well as the software and maintenance costs, are moving to a new department, I think it's 48. So any questions before I start on revenue?
That last part, you said you have individuals moving to a new department. What is that exactly?
Yeah, so there's a new department form called Electronic Business Process. So there are three members in that were in IT. They're moving to a new department. So they're taking out of IT and moving.
What would be the purpose of that department? I'm just so I can understand it.
So Laserfish runs all of our electronic business processes from forms that are used in the field and other departments to kicking off our travel. And it's also our repository for all of our records and things of that nature. And so that's been embedded in IT's budget, even though they have their own manager and staff. And so to clearly define and be able to see how much Laserfish is costing us, we felt like it would be better to move it into its own department. It didn't change staffing. It didn't change any of those things. But it allows us to see how much that's costing us rather than it being blended in the IT budget.
And we're going to cross that somewhere in this budget.
That, she's the next presenter.
And the cost of storage, we're now going to the cloud, and so we really need to be careful about making sure that we reduce our storage because that can cost lots of money in a hurry. So we wanted to separate Laserfish from all the other things that are IT.
Still doing the storage in the hill mountain over here. Underground bunker.
No, we lease
from them.
Laserfish stuff. No. Okay.
Yeah, the bunker or the West Leyland data center is the old nuclear nuclear shelter, bomb shelter. Right. We do lease a data center there to keep half our company there and servers there. So in case this building is wiped out by a tornado or whatever, we'll still have a data center to try to recover from. Okay. Yes, sir. All right. To start on revenue, first item is we have a interlocal agreement that we've had with the Woodlands Township Fire Department since 2010, where we did a mutual agreement to purchase the computer-aided dispatch system. And we are the majority owner at 56.7% of the budget, and they help with the costs at 43.3%. So the revenue coming.
Calvin, can you repeat those percentages one more time?
Yes, sir.
On the top line. Oh, it's there. It's red.
It's
right there.
Right here.
Okay, I guess I should pay attention to the screen.
So to maintain operations for the CAD, it's not just the CAD software. And I know Bishop Bagley was at the original presentation. We have to have antivirus software, Windows software, password software. So everything is inclusive and the work behind it. So we're we'll cost sharing a little bit better this year or this past year, and we're going to continue to cost share. Next item is the GIS map vendor. So we do share the cost for having routable data. So we have to have our map vendor do routable data because the data we receive from Montgomery County 911 is just streets by itself. It has no ability to route. Their purpose is to just address 911 calls. So we use an outside vendor, which is cost shared as well. The next item, 41325, is the MDC revenue. So we receive revenue for, and it's mainly a pass-through because we're the CAD owners and we purchase the mobile data computers for the fire departments. Their licenses are paid through us and they reimburse us. And we charge some fees to help with the overhead of maintaining their support tickets and troubleshooting the MDCs. And next, GL 41350 is just revenue. We have a third-party fire vendor that does software for the fire departments. They need to have a connection to our CAD to get data, and we just charge them some operating costs for that. And the last item there is for the township. It's just items that the township is fire only, so it's not anything benefiting MCHC. So Porter, CAD, and the local, it's they have to pay for their fire softwares that they want.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
So our actuals this year are higher. Is there a reason why? I guess I'm trying to understand why the actuals are higher at this point.
I under-budgeted the township reimbursement last year because it takes time to, once I do this budget, I do the CAD budget because of what is sort of approved from these meetings. I do their budget, and I was a little bit off because I was doing it the first time just to do the cost sharing effectively. As far as payroll, those differences are because of the transfer of the three employees to the new department. And we've had some staffing vacancies, and we just a couple weeks ago went fulfilled all the positions in CAD and IT.
Go line by line. We'll go, probably start at computer maintenance, some of the big differences.
Okay.
But I do have a question back on revenue based off of Tanya's question. So on the actuals, we're only halfway through the year, and they're greatly increased, but the FY27 budget doesn't look like it's only half of, you know what I'm saying? So do you think it's going to be even better? Did I make any sense on that?
So your actuals have $336,000 in revenue, and you're budgeting $363,000. That's what she's asking.
Yeah, and we're only halfway through the year, so are we thinking it's going to be even better?
Those actuals are as of July, correct? July 16th, so three-fourths.
Yeah, our fiscal year ends at the end of
September.
Yeah.
So what we're wondering is why you wouldn't budget for the same number as our actuals for revenue, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we've the crux of the CAD in the CAD maintenance is usually done at the beginning of Q1.
Okay.
So we've already paid those expenses. The variable is the fire departments. Sometimes they buy MDCs, and they've actually some have increased, and some are getting rid of them. They're going to they're wanting to go to a third party company. So those numbers is based on if they buy two new fire trucks, they want to add more, and they've been adding a few for their EOCs, their emergency operations centers. So they basically connect the MDC here and just project it in the screen inside a building. So it is a variable number, but we've hit most of our Central Square vendors account renewals already.
They were asking about revenue.
Right, so the revenue, are you good? Okay.
Yeah. With the year ending in October.
Yeah, it's not something that's spread evenly through the year, right. So the events have already occurred.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Are we starting at maintenance, computer maintenance?
That's a nice decrease on computer maintenance. How did we get there with that? 53000.
So, like I said, we do different projects every year, and sometimes we change out equipment, and we are constantly trying to shop for the best equipment, network device, and sometimes we change vendors, and sometimes those costs are good for the first year, but we're trying to do our due diligence. But again, projects change, and we have actually removed some of our Cisco hardware of basically end of life, and we don't have to renew those anymore.
Okay.
And the last item on computer maintenance is these WAPs, and I apologize, I didn't explain that, but a WAP is a wireless access point. So those are the things in the ceiling that provide the Wi-Fi for the buildings. So that's one of our new projects this year, and that Cisco Digital Network Architecture is a subscription. So every device now has a subscription. So that's what the industry is going to is you can't just buy something from Best Buy. You have to have the device and a subscription to activate it. Very similar to like a ring doorbell. Computer software, again, a lot of renewals here, but the major changes are due to subscriptions, and we are seeing some of our vendors come back with a huge increase or price hike. So we've actually shopped other vendors to see if they're comparable softwares that can do the same thing. So that explains some of the changes there. Shannon, what's the next? Are there any questions?
On your
NDC computers.
So your actual is 64. Is all your expenses in as of now?
Well,
because it didn't go.
Yeah, these are a basically a guesstimate of numbers because this is what the fire department. This is our operating to buy the licenses, then we invoice the fire department. So they all pass through. So sometimes if the fire departments are buying more apparatuses and want NDCs, it'll go up and down. So this is more of a guesstimate. And right now, we were assuming Magnolia Fire was going to purchase, but they're on the fence right now.
But do you understand what I'm asking? We've already spent $64,000 and you're only budgeting $62,000 for next year.
The way this works, though, what he's saying is the fire departments buy these mobile data things to go in their fire trucks. Some fire departments, when they're getting new trucks, they're adding more of these devices on that they've been using with our system all along. And when they do that, we charge them a pass-through price. And with a little bit extra to pay for maintenance.
Bless you.
Some of the other some of the other fire departments, like Magnolia, which has never had these devices, they've got a new administration and they're buying devices. So Calvin thought last year that they would go on to the devices that everybody else has, but they've decided to use a completely separate device. So all this is passed through money, and we're totally at the whim of the fire chief of each fire department as to how many they're going to buy, when they're going to buy it. It's a net neutral because we get paid back, but we don't know. I mean, we don't know, and they kind of come in clumps. Whenever they get new fire trucks, they add more. That's not a very good explanation, but it's just a catch-up basically all the time.
And that's under 41325 MDC revenue under the revenue column. So that's where you see the flip side of that.
Okay. Thank you. Anything to talk about on 53300?
Contracted services?
DocuNav and Laserfish budget. Okay. All right, never mind.
Yeah, so our actuals will be higher because the DocNav expenses were charged this year to IT's budget.
Okay.
Talk about rent, the disaster recovery
center. Okay, rent is the bunker, the Westland Data Center. That's rent. Two data racks from the bunker.
The increases for their
new. Could you repeat what you said about rent?
The The increase is the new rent at the data center. We formerly had that equipment stored at Station 40 in a shelter there, and so we removed that from some of the two racks from there into the data center. It's a more secure location and provides better service and recovery for us. And it was half a year, so that's why it went. It was only 6 months of this year versus the full 12 for next.
So do y'all all know about the bunker? Okay, it's the highest hill in Conroe. It was built. It looks like a James Bond movie when you go in there. It's all shut down, locked down, and they've got a big hole in the ground. You go down, down, down deep. You see a bunch of mid-century furniture, and there's a secure data center down there. So we've rented two racks down there to have backup data. Where we were saving it at Station 40, we moved it there because we think it'll be more secure.
It was built as a nuclear bomb shelter.
And the advantage is multiple companies are there, and they have multiple fiber connectivity, electrical backup, and I think some very big generators.
You're not near a base. That's kind of unusual. They do it all the time near a base.
There are a lot of them throughout the country.
Yeah. Okay. Small equipment.
Small equipment. So a couple of projects is the first line item is a wireless access point change or replacement. And in the middle of that is some CAD workstations for $45K. Those are the projects I spoke about. But again, we've changed. We don't buy the same things every year. And as well as we have to replace out-of-warranty computers. So that in the middle section, there's a by department there. The number of computers they need to replace their departments. And the last seven or so items are potential new FTE, if approved, equipment for those new hires. Any
big chunk on
questions there?
64,000.
Go to telephone or? The next GO is 58200, telephone cellular. It's we've had over the middle of this year, the Texas DIR contract negotiated a better rate with Verizon, so we dropped our connectivity for our iPads that we use in the field and for our district chiefs by half. So we decreased that, but we also did a new project to put ambulance phones on the trucks so we can scan wristbands for the app that we have to do for the Texas wristband project or requirements for CETRAC. And it helps with communications with crews and such. The next GL is 58310, telephone services. That's another change in the industry where I think we did increase a lot of our connections from 1 gig to 10 gigs because of bandwidth. We needed more bandwidth, and when we are drawing too much and we oversubscribe 1 gig, then things tend to slow down. We also are, district is very much cloud-based now. We have NetSuite, which is accounting software in the cloud, IHS for our HCAP is in the cloud, Operative IQ for narcotics is in the cloud. So having the ability to connect to the cloud has become very critical for our operations.
Do you think that's the majority of that 100,000 increase?
Not just that, it's just telco. The telephone companies, they're increasing their costs.
Did we save anything by going to Easy Fiber?
Yes. So we want diversity in our fiber. We don't want to depend on one. So we were 15 years ago, we were primarily Consolidated Communications. That was the only game in town. Easy Fiber has come in to help Help with the competition. So they're actually have better rates than Consolidated. And this is a benefit that Justin Evans did. He negotiated a good contract prior to COVID. And we're actually up to our renewal, and I'm bringing up a budget item this budget meeting to renew the Easy Fiber. It's at the same rate as the 2019 cost. We're also adding two new towers, Granger Land Tower and Thompson Road Tower, at that same rate for fiber. So they're keeping the same cost as 2019, which is a very good thing for us, because you've seen your internet or home, your internet bills sometime. Competition's helping to drive them down now, but a couple years ago, it kept them, you know, they're creeping up for your internet at home. But for commercial fiber, it's a relatively good cost. And the reliability is impeccable for Easy.
So do you have different services because of where all the stations are located at? I'm just trying to understand the difference. So when I look at Fidium, desk phone, and internet, and then we've got other internet services.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just trying to...
So historically, Consolidated, anything north of 242, you can only be Consolidated, and everything south of 242 was left to AT&T, Comcast, and different providers. So some of our stations, like in Porter, Consolidated they don't reach there. So they have the North and Conroe area and the Woodlands. Yeah. So based on diversity of our county and our stations, we have to have different providers. So that answers your question.
And then at some locations like this one, we'll have multiple providers so that we have that redundancy.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I was wondering as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and so that was a big advantage of going to the bunker as well, is to have redundancy in terms of power, connectivity, et cetera.
So is it just this building where we have redundancy, or where the other towers are? Sorry about that.
Not on mic.
So we're going to get out of my depth pretty quickly, but maybe you can help with that in terms of redundancy at the towers. We obviously have power redundancy with generators, but in terms of connectivity, internet, can you maybe speak to that, Calvin?
Yeah, so we worked a new radio project this year with Justin and his team called PCTEL, is to monitor the radio system. It was board approved, but it can detect the interference and such. So that detection software requires monitoring and requires that we are now putting fiber and connectivity into the radio system that is separate from the radio system. Radio system can control data, but the primary focus of this is network monitoring and such. But at towers, at our station, Magnolia Station, Station 40, since it was our old DR, we had multiple connectivity. He uses that because his control point, or half his control point for the radio system, sits at Magnolia.
So the redundancy isn't at every single station. The redundancy is just at the tower locations.
Towers, and we also do our regional stations, which is our station 10, 20, 30, and 40. So the regionals, because of disasters and such and connectivities for the district chiefs, we want to have better redundancy there. At the bunker, we also have redundancy with the multiple vendors as well. This building has three fiber providers. We just turned one up last week, and they have entry points at the front door, and they have entry points at the back door. So this back fence line, this fiber here. So in case someone cuts, and we've seen people with flags and diggers and such, we can't survive a fiber cut. So our backdoor connections will have connections. And we also, in emergency, we have a 911 microwave system that goes to the control point. So, and that has fiber too. So it's not the fastest fiber, but it'll in a pitch, it'll work if somehow someone's fixing a fence here and digs up a gas line and a fiber, and someone's in the front yard digging as well.
So we thought we had double redundancy, and we've learned sometimes, this is embarrassing to say, over the years, we've learned as the county has grown with their ability to provide better communications in fiber, we learned that even though we had redundancy, where the control point came into the building was one point. So if it got cut there, we didn't have redundancy. So we've actually gone through some of those embarrassing moments, and I think now Justin and his team, we have redundancy, and we also have it so that we don't have anywhere where there's a central control point where two different fibers are coming in the building.
And just to let you know that 5 to 10 years from now, 10 gig is not going to be good enough, and hopefully I'll be retired by then, and we'll be at 25 gigs. But I don't want to say it when Melissa's right in front of me. Because
10 gig was the gift that kept giving in cost. So we don't want to be here when it goes to 25.
Yeah. Equipment has to change to accommodate the change.
These people need to keep making money.
Yeah.
Ask me if you have any other questions. You don't have any other big dollars.
Capital purchases.
No, I just want to mention in training this, the House Bill 3834 and House Bill 3512, that's a mandatory cybersecurity training. That's new Texas House bills that we have to, again, back to our compliance through Texas state government and ADA, we have to have things to do to training. So those are those costs there. If not, any other questions?
I think that's it. Any other questions? All right. Well, thank you.
And if you want, take a break. If you want to go see our data center upstairs, I'll be happy to show you.
So you I see. Think we want to take a break and go to the bunker.
Okay.
No, I'd like to go up to the data center.
Okay.
I've been to the bunker. It's pretty nice.
And also that way you can see the air conditioning that facilities talked about replacing in that room in their capital presentation.
I went there a couple of years ago, so I'd like to see
it. Okay. It is kind of 911 is actually doing some work in there, so it's kind of not pretty, but they have some rack doors open and such, but they're doing a 911 upgrade right now.
So we got to take the break right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so...
We went through capital on yesterday. Do you want to go
through... Yeah, we covered capital in... Up here, we could go over it again. You got a question?
I was actually kind of curious too. Though.
Okay. We covered all capital.
Oh, okay. So this is duplicate of yes. What we've seen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So the new printouts printed on here as well.
Okay.
Versus in the previous years,
they weren't seen on this document. So we went over all the capital yesterday. But any questions you've come up, please ask.
So when we're looking at capital on each of these separate sections, there's a roll-up that we looked at yesterday, and so it's not duplicate. Okay.
Yeah, it's not extra.
There. Okay. This, thank you.
This is a repeat. It just shows it on the individual department.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So we can take a quick break. One would be 15 minutes. Okay, let's go with 30 minutes.